That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagle Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. We do want to let you know that this Thursday, the kitchen will be closed in order to host the Honor Hunt festivities this week. So normally they would be open on Thursdays, but this Thursday they will be closed in order to have the events for the Norton County Honor Hunt on this Thursday. The Tuesday night special at the Norton Eagles this evening is ham and cheese casserole with a roll. So make plans to go and enjoy ham and cheese casserole with a roll at the Norton Eagles this evening. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be sunny with a high near 52 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 18 and a west wind around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 42 and breezy on Thursday, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 37. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 41. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 45. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind is out of the west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 16 degrees. And the current wind chill is 21 degrees. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, November 28th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Shout out, Mandy. She's trying to fix our Facebook. I guess we were having some problems with the sound. So
it's a new battery, so I know it's not that.
Yeah, it's a new battery, so it might have just been the connection, but let us know if it doesn't sound any better. Otherwise, there's not much we can do about that. It's probably a Facebook thing. All right. Well, good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, looking out and seeing that beautiful sunshine.
It is gorgeous looking outside. It is a little cooler, but, you know, it is the end of November, so we can't really complain. But, yes, it looks absolutely gorgeous out today.
Well, I shouldn't complain, but I can. I do all the time about everything. But, yeah, it is. It's going to be, today is going to be 52 degrees out. Isn't that going to be gorgeous and sunny? And a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind, it's not going to be out of line or anything. As a matter of fact, as far as the wind is concerned, Thursday we do have some breezy conditions. But other than that, the wind's pretty just normal for the rest of the week leading up to Thursday and after Thursday. So that's good. We do have a slight chance of snow on Saturday, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a big deal. So just get us cold again. But we need the moisture. So if we can get a little bit of snow with this cold, it's going to be cold anyway. You don't want to go outside. Get a little bit of moisture with that and help us out a little bit because we do need that moisture really bad. All right. Well, let's see. There were no sports to talk about yesterday. There was Monday Night Football. The Bears, they won.
They won.
Yeah, they did. They're like 3-8, I think, going into the game against who did they play? They played Minnesota. Yeah, the Vikings. And so, you know, and people were giving them a hard time and stuff, but they beat the Vikings, and it was a good game. I didn't watch it. I slept, but I did see highlights. And Ron did fill me in this morning. So, so the Bears, good job. They've won like their last three or four games in a row, which for them this season is good. Yeah, they're having a tough season. Their season is pretty tough. They're already all talking about what's going to happen next season and all this other kind of stuff. So, but congratulations to the Chicago Bears. Let's see, tonight you can enjoy K-State basketball right here on KQ&K starting at 6 o'clock for the pregame, KQ&K AM and FM. Just a reminder to everybody, the K-State games are not streamed, so you can only listen to those on KQ&K AM and FM. But tune in to our radio station right here. You can listen to all the action for K-State basketball tonight. All right. You got anything? You want to just go to trivia?
Let's just go to trivia.
All right. Your trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. Oh, Jody's still having problems. Sorry about that, Jody. She did try to adjust it, so I hope it clears up for you. Turn us on the radio. You can watch us and listen to us on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem would be.
It's Facebook.
It's new batteries. I checked the connection.
Well, you know, we had problems yesterday.
Yeah.
Our Facebook wasn't working, so it's probably just, you know, slow getting going. I know how that is. Hey, we want to thank Pizza Hut for bringing us our trivia every day, Monday through Friday, on our party line. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut, family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. You're sick of turkey leftovers? No better place to go than Pizza Hut. That's a great difference from all those turkey leftovers. And remember, our Norton Pizza Hut, they deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, is that mine or yours?
This one's mine.
If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You'll be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so Willie Nelson is in my music news today, so I'm going to ask a question about Willie, all right?
Okay.
785-877-3378. You might know this.
Okay.
I think it's still maybe a little bit before you were old enough to remember. But even with his measured success as a singer and songwriter, it would take a movie to give Willie Nelson his first number one single as a solo artist and his first leading role in a movie. The song, On the Road Again, became one of Willie Nelson's songs most associated with him and earning him an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. For what movie did Willie write the song for?
I knew the song before you said it. I was hoping that would be the question.
I'm trying to word this so it won't get construed. I'm not going to be that easy on you.
Okay.
So, for what movie did Willie Nelson write the song On the Road Again? 785-877-3378. Be that first caller. You're going to win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. And I want to remind everybody real quick before we go to our open market report that if you ask us to leave... if you ask us to leave a certificate on the door for you, we're so happy to do that because, you know, in the afternoons we do all our running around and stuff. But you have to know that when we put it on the door, we do put that week expiration date on it. So you have a week from the day that you ask us to leave it for you. So if you've asked us recently, we do have a couple certificates hanging on the door. You need to come pick those up because we don't want to see them expire. All right, one more time. For what movie did Willie Nelson write the song On the Road Again? 785-877-3378. Nope, that's what Pig said. Great minds. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes, Honeysuckle Rose.
It was Honeysuckle Rose. Who is this?
It's Neil Gosselin.
Good job, Neil. Yes, that was a very good movie, too, by the way. You've just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Okay, so real quick, I'll just tell you, Honeysuckle Rose, if you've never seen it, you should watch it. It's a cute movie. You know, a lot of artists from the music industry seem to be, think it's a natural transition for Willie Nelson to star in movies, particularly those about country music singers. He had the role in the movie. He was played Buck Bonham in Honeysuckle Rose, and that was also his first leading role. In 1980, it featured Slim Pickens, Diane Cannon, and a very young Amy Irving. You probably don't know who any of those people are.
No.
Have you ever seen Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Amy Irving is the girl that ends up living at the end.
Oh.
Nelson received a nod from the Academy Awards when his song On the Road Again was nominated for Best Original Song. Good job, Neil. You just got yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Let's go to an open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. It's another slow start to the morning so far, with no bids being renewed and asking prices have yet to be fully established. CFN trade volume could be delayed until Wednesday or later. Now, having said all of that, we did see some reports of light trade in parts of Texas and Kansas and Iowa yesterday at 175, roughly $2 lower than last week's live weighted averages. Now, keep in mind that this is a very early business, and it will probably not set the trend for the rest of the week. Looking over at the mercantile, December live cattle up 42 at 169.20, Feb up 80 at 169.65. January feeder cattle up 145 at 214.25, March up 137 at 217.77. December lean hogs up 75 at 68.60, Feb down 57 at 66.37. At the Board of Trade, December corn down 2 cents at 453.5, March down 1.5 at 473.75. January beans up by 7 cents at 13.36¾, March beans up 7¼ at 13.55¼. December Kansas City wheat up 3 cents at 5.93, March up 3¾ at $6.25. December Chicago wheat up 1¼ at 5.35½, March up 2½ at 5.63¾. Looking over to crude oil futures, they are currently up by 56 cents. Gold up $12.60. Silver up by about 4 cents, and gasoline up by a penny. At Wall Street, the Dow Index up 118, NASDAQ down 29.81, and the S&P 500 down 732 on the Kansas Ag Network.
I'm here with Indigo Ag's key account manager, Garrett Witters, for a Crop Health Minute. Today, we're talking about biologicals and their impact on plant health throughout the growing season. Garrett, we're coming up on the 2024 growing season. What do farmers need to know about how biologicals work and how they can improve yield performance?
These microbes essentially will help the plant overcome any stress that it encounters throughout the growing season.
Which farmers can benefit from the use of biologicals?
Unless you're farming in the Garden of Eden, you can benefit from the use of biologicals. Every acre, every year is experiencing some form of yield-robbing stress. And with the way our products are formulated and applied, they're super easy to use and are compatible with most every other seed treatment that farmers are using that's on the market.
And if farmers are interested in learning more about Biotrinsic, what should they do?
If you visit indigoag.com/crophealth, you can get contact information for both myself and retail partners and more information about our products in general.
That was our Indigo Ag Crop Health Minute. You can find more information about Indigo Ag at indigoag.com/crophealth.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday, November 28th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. November 28th, what happened?
November 28th. Wow.
I haven't felt good for a couple of days, but have I been like in a coma for a couple of weeks or something? No, I just can't believe
it's
it.
It's just flying by.
Friday is the 1st of December.
It is.
Wow. I need to get on Christmas. I haven't done anything. Have you?
We bought Madison a couple. That's about it.
I haven't done anything yet. I need to get on that. And then I missed Cyber Monday because I was sick. I just didn't even have it in me to get on my computer. That I was bummed about that. But a lot of places, I think, are keeping it longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. Anyway, yeah, not a present. I need to get on that December 1st. Shoot. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday Party Line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. It's a beautiful sunny day out so far. Currently, let's see what the temperature is. It was 23. Let's see if it's gone up any. I'll take 24. You know, at this point, you take 27.
Ooh, wow, heat wave.
Yeah,
heat wave. 27.
Ah, turn the AC on. All right. Hey, I hope everybody's having a good morning so far. Let's keep it, you having a good morning, and hopefully that you'll have fun listening along with us this morning. So I'm ready to get started. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right, first things first, we want to remind everybody we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list, because at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and that's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in and check out Garden Gate, etc. I guarantee you're going to find the perfect gift. And you know what's really great about it? It's going to be one of a kind, because you're going to get it from Garden Gate, etc. And they're always bringing new items in. You were there last week. Stop in this week. You might find something brand new and some beautiful Christmas decorations, too. All that at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel, 785-871-4109. Today is Travel Tuesday. It's a good day to start thinking about those travel plans. It doesn't have to be next week or next month. It could be next year. Doesn't matter when you want to go. Just tell them where you want to go, and Click Your Heels Travel will get you there. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, please call us here at Party Line, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, Kinsey Covenant Realty, the Norton County Community Foundation, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show today. It's all because of you. We get to be here. Okay, I do have a reminder this morning. I'm going to let you talk about this first while I take a drink of water.
Okay, yesterday afternoon, so I don't know if this is still correct or not, we did have Corey come in with a found white female Pyrenees and a black and white male Pyrenees. They were found south side of Norton with no collars. If you are still missing the white female Pyrenees and black and white male Pyrenees, you can contact the city office at 785-877-5000. And if you already found them and have brought them back home, good job. But we just wanted to put that out there again, just in case they were still on the lookout for them.
You know, those are such big dogs, and they are the most cuddliest, friendliest dogs ever. It's like the big dogs are always the most cuddly, friendly.
Yes.
All right, my reminders from our Norton Public Library. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, so let's start off with Mother Goose Moments, which is an interactive story time for babies through the age of two, and that's held at the library at 10:30 a.m., where you can take your little ones for some musical games, stories, and snacks. Also, it's Gameplay Learn Club for Kids Day at our Norton Public Library at 3:45 to 4:45, where they can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and so much more from board games in their STEM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Wii, and Xbox 360 games to play. This is a parental contract event, so you do need to have that parental contract filled out. Just stop by the library. Let the ladies know that the kids want to visit with all these programs, and they'll get that contract for you and get it done quick and easy. You do need one per child per home. So today is Mother Goose Moments at 10:30 and Game Play Learn Club for Kids from 3:45 to 4:45 at our Norton Public Library. All right. You want to go?
Sure. I will start. Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. They have a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, and large and small appliances. If you can't find what you're looking for, they are more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you can dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. This Saturday, December 2nd, is the Cowpoke Supply Christmas Open House. Let them thank you for another year in business. Santa visits will be from 12 to 2. The open house is from 10 to 2, and I'll tell you more in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Christy with Merchant Service Center.
You'll have to call back. Thank you. All right.
All right. We were talking about the Cowpoke Supply Christmas Open House this Saturday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Santa will be there from 12 to 2. You can also enjoy their famous chili and cinnamon rolls and drinks. They're going to have prizes. They want to catch up with everyone, have a little fun, and feast together. Again, this Saturday, December 2nd, 10 to 2, the Cowpoke Supply Christmas Open House. And Santa will be there from 12 to 2. Prizes, their famous chili and cinnamon rolls, and drinks are being provided as well. Every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, and we give our listeners a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. We do that by picking a word. We let you know the word, and you listen throughout the rest of our show for us to, Nellie or I, to say the word. Be the first caller as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you'll win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. In order to help Cowpoke Supply celebrate another year in business and their Christmas open house, they are serving their famous chili and cinnamon rolls. And so today's word is famous. Famous is our word. So the next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, 877-3378.
I better write that down. Not that I would forget. All right. Hey, let's talk about something exciting happening on Friday. Well, actually, throughout the week this week, it's the Norton County Honor Hunt is, again, going to be starting up. But the big fun happens on Friday, December 1st. The 2023 Norton County Honor Hunt would like you to join them for a meal banquet and special appreciation for the guest hunters who are disabled Kansas veterans. The 2022 Kansas Norton County Honor Hunt is scheduled for this Friday, December 1st. We can go and visit and hear the stories of our Kansas veteran guest hunters during the social hour, which starts at 6:30. A catered meal by Fat Boy Catering starts at 7:30.
It's main dish, sorry, main dish catering.
Okay. A catered meal by Main Dish Catering starts at 7:30 with a special presentation following. The tickets are $25 per person, and you can get them by calling 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983. So the agenda is starting tomorrow, Wednesday, November 29th, the hunters will check in and meet in the conference room at the Sleep In and Suites here in Norton, and they'll visit the Veterans Memorial Park here in Norton. That's on West Highway 36. If you've never gone, you should go. It's a really nice thing to go and visit. I've been there several times. They'll be doing some target practice at the Norton Shooting Range. Then on Wednesday evening, they'll have a meet-and-greet social and dinner at the Norton American Legion, and that's for the hunters and the Honor Hunt Committee. and they'll be making all their hunting plans with their guides, and then at 6:30 they'll have a supper. The Wednesday evening meal is provided by the Norton American Legion and the Norton VFW Club. Thursday, pre-dawn, breakfast at the Sleep Inn and Suites, and then at dawn, hunting will begin. They'll have a lunch. The guides will coordinate a lunch for the hunters. They'll have a happy hour at 6:30 at the Norton Eagles Lodge for the hunters and the organizers, and a dinner at the Eagles Lodge. And the meal will be provided by the bank on Thursday night. And on Friday, this is a chance that everybody can go and honor our the veterans together. Pre-dawn will be their breakfast at the Sleep Inn and Suites. At dawn, the hunting will begin. The guides will coordinate a lunch for the hunters. Then comes the banquet. 6:30 is happy hour at the Norton Eagles Lodge. And 7:30, the dinner and banquet. And the meal is prepared by Main Dish Hometown Catering. And it'll be held at the Norton Eagles Lodge. These hunters have such a great time. This is such a wonderful event that the Norton Honor Hunt and the Lions Club puts on. The Eagles. It's a great event, and I hope that if you can go, that you do go. You can call 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983 for more information and for tickets. And you can also check out the Norton County Honor Hunt Facebook page for more information. And they have a veterans truck coming that will be here starting tomorrow, I believe. And it'll be here for the next few days for veterans to go. If they have any questions on veteran benefits or anything like that, this veterans truck will be there with somebody manning it that will be able to help them out. And they're going to be here tomorrow on our coffee table show.
Yes.
Give us some more information about what they're all about and what they can do to help out the veterans. So be sure to listen tomorrow to the coffee table show. But in the meantime, 785-664-8018 or 785-871-1983 for information on tickets.
Whether you're looking to sell or buy your forever home, Kinsey at Covenant Realty is there to help you along the way. I want to tell you about a country home with acreage in Norton, Kansas. It's located just outside of town, specifically on W2 in Norton. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. Large kitchen with a butler's pantry, coffee bar also. They have a 3-car garage, a weight room, and gun room. And it sits on a little over 78 acres of pasture ground. It has a lake view and town view through a valley, a 300-square-foot chicken coop with electricity, easy access to fishing and hunting. And when I say easy access, it is right across the road. Right across the road from the home is walk-in hunting and fishing. Master bedroom is on the main floor with its own bathroom and large walk-in closet. Again, this is country home with acreage in Norton, Kansas. Just W2 outside of Norton for more information. And if you haven't gone on to Facebook and liked and followed Kinsey Covenant Realty, and that's just how you put it in, Kinsey Covenant Realty, you need to do so because she has some pictures of this property on her Facebook page. I can tell you all about it and give you the information, but if you really want to check it out and get a better idea of just how beautiful this property is, you can check it out on the Kinsey Covenant Realty Facebook page. You can also call Kinsey Untersayer at 785-202-2027 for more information, as well as finding your perfect home together with Kinsey Covenant Realty. Again, that number is 785-202-2027. Like and follow her Facebook page, Kinsey Covenant Realty, and happy hunting or listing with Kinsey Covenant Realty.
Boy, that home in the country just sounds awesome.
Oh, you
awesome.
Should. I've been looking at the pictures.
You got the pictures? Oh, yes. Well, you'll show them to me later.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, I have the greatest place to go for lunch today. That's TNC Kitchen. Stop in today for their lunch buffet, and they'll be serving lasagna and chicken Alfredo. Tonight will be their pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Who doesn't love that pan-fried chicken? You better get there early because it does go fast. Stop in today for the lunch buffet, lasagna, or chicken Alfredo. Remember, Monday through Saturdays, all their lunch buffets are served with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And at TNC Kitchen, never miss out. Just give them a call, 785 877-3511 and get your meals to go. If you can't take the time to stop and dine in, that's okay. You never have to miss out at TNC Kitchen. Today on their lunch buffet, enjoy lasagna with chicken Alfredo. Stop in for dinner tonight. You can do both. Pan-fried chicken or pork chops at TNC Kitchen.
Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your gift-giving needs in stock with new items arriving weekly, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton, and they are all ready for the holiday season. They have all of your decor, your accessories, your go-with. They even have some food kits to go along with some desserts and breads ideas for you, all at Destination Kitchen in their front store area. They want to tell you about a special that they have coming out of the kitchen this week. It is a French dip sandwich for the special this week. The baked goods is lemon cake, come home to mama cake, strawberry cupcakes, and blueberry cheesecakes. Now, if that doesn't make you hungry, I don't know what will. So French dip out of the kitchen for the special this week. Lemon cake, come home to mama cake, strawberry cupcakes, blueberry cheesecake, as well as their caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2, Monday through Saturday, with all your favorite sandwiches, their pastas, their famous brick oven pizza, and salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
I'm going to talk about the Norton County Community Foundation. What a beautiful day, or beautiful, what a wonderful day to talk about it, too, because today is Giving Tuesday. So what a good day this would be for you to make a donation to the Norton County Community Foundation for their Match Month, which is only a few more days to go. So November is here, and that means it's Match Month at the Norton County Community Foundation, and this year marks the 8th annual matching gift campaign aimed at raising money for the foundation's grant endowment fund. Now, this year, they have a couple opportunities to match those funds. The funds raised will primarily benefit the grant-making ability. Fundraising goal is $70,000. Now, if they can meet that goal, they'll get the full match from both the Hanson, Dane G. Hanson Foundation and the Patterson Family Foundation. So, altogether, they're going to end up with $240,000 if they meet that $70,000 goal. This is a huge opportunity for the Norton County Community Foundation to get that built up, and so they can keep on with all of their wonderful grant opportunities. This year, the foundation has two matching gift opportunities, one from Dane G. Hanson Foundation and one from the Patterson Family Foundation. Thank them both for that. If you've been waiting for the right time to support the work at the Norton County Community Foundation, well, the right time is right now. Your gift will be matched twice, multiplying your impact. The funds raised will allow the Norton County Community Foundation to continue awarding their grants for local projects, as well as support operations for other local programs and match day and scholarships. So your gift, large or small, will help the foundation take advantage of these generous matching funds. Gifts can be made online at nortoncf.org/matchmonth, or you can take your check to the Norton County Community Foundation office at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203, right here in Norton. The Community Foundation wants to thank everyone for their generosity as we all work together to meet this goal.
H&J Repair Appliance Outlet is now open with a new storefront location on State Street in downtown Norton. 112 South State Street is where you can go and take a look at all of the inventory that H&J Repair Appliance Outlet has. They have store hours of Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Saturday 9 to 12. Of course, throughout the day, if they have deliveries or errands, they may need to shut the doors temporarily, but if you need to get a hold of them, you can always call 785-871-0048, or better yet, text message. That way, if Harold is still on the road, and he still does his warranty and non-warranty appliance work, all makes and models of residential appliances and some commercial appliances, including refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, garbage disposals, even trash compactors. But if you can't get a hold of him, they also have a store number, 785-202-2812. Again, H&J Replayer Appliance Outlet is open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 4, Friday, 10 to 1, and Saturday, 9 to 12. They have everything you could need for your household. And, you know, what a perfect gift. Whatever. No one wants a new appliance. Yes, I would. I would love to have a new dishwasher. Sure. I would love to, especially if your dishwasher or your refrigerator or your washer and dryer is on the blitz and you're struggling on a daily basis with it. Of course, a new washer or dryer is something to get for Christmas. So go check it out at H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, 112 South State Street in downtown Norton, and see how you can brighten the holidays for somebody or even yourself.
Awesome. Hey, Mandy, I have this feeling that, like in most cases in my life, nobody's listening to me. Will you please tell them about us waiting on phone calls?
We're still waiting on phone calls. I mean, we've had one phone call, I believe, and it was a telemarketer that we hung up on.
I would have kept her on the line longer if I'd known that.
We do know that the phones are working because they did get through, but if you're you have someone that has a birthday, give us a call. They'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, call them in, and on Friday we'll give a lucky couple a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Professor Sue.
Good morning.
I said hello.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah?
Did you have any birthdays or anything today to call in?
No, just wanted to talk to you and tell the junior high basketball team good luck tonight.
All right. Good luck, Blue Jays.
And tell Scooter, Marvin, Millie, and my Hadley hello.
Promise. We do every day, and we will continue doing that. Promise.
And Mandy, did you tell your dad happy birthday yesterday?
I did. I saw him at lunch yesterday.
Okay. Good.
Well, thank you, Jean, for calling and saying hi. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
You too.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Jean. All right. I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. We got another phone call. See, nobody listens to me. They listen to you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish Jill Dole a happy birthday today.
Jill Dole is celebrating a birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. You get it done, Mandy. We're going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for a great weekend to our Norton Chamber. Thanks for having Santa come on Friday and visit with everybody. That was awesome. And thank you for setting up the Small Business Saturday, November 25th, this last Saturday. We really appreciate all the hard work you do. Now, they sent a gold sponsor list for their Christmas promotion, and they like for us to give a shout out to the sponsors. So we want to, on behalf of the Norton Chamber of Commerce, thank you to Ag Valley Co-op, Bullseye, Center Sky Dentistry, Eagles Lodge 3288, Edward Jones Investments, Infield Glass Services, Equity Bank, Firebolt Ag, Garden Gate, etc., and Garden Center, Insurance Central, Jamboree Foods, Miltech Machine Corporation, Nelson Ag Companies, the Norton County Hospital, the Norton County Title LLC, Fawn and Steel Heating and Cooling, Plumber Gobber Funeral Home, Prairie Land Electric, Sanders Construction, Solutions North Bank, The Bank, Town and Country Kitchen, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, and Valley Hope Association. This list just proves what we always say, especially when we talk to Donna from the Chamber. It takes the whole community to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
And this big list of sponsors, their gold sponsors, which is a great list that they've got this many sponsors to help them with all of these Christmas projects. But it takes a whole community, and right there it shows you that we've got a community that stands up and is there when they're needed. Hey, Santa's going to be back December 9th at the Heaton Building from 2 to 4 p.m. That's just a week from this coming up Saturday, so be sure to visit with Santa. Mingle Bells will be December 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Heaton Building basement. You can go and enjoy an evening of Christmas cheer, drinks, and snacks brought to you by The Bank. And also they'll be announcing the winners of the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest, along with Christmas display winners will also be announced. A lot going on with our Norton Chamber. This is a busy time of year for them. Once again, Santa's coming back on December 9th, Mingle Bells on December 15th, and I'm going to announce the winners of the Ugly Sweater Contest, and the Classic Christmas Display winners will be announced. So thank you to the Chamber for all you do to entertain our community and to make it a wonderful place to visit. And thank you to all the sponsors who helped them to do that.
All right. My last sponsor, if you're looking for a rewarding career where you're able to make a difference in people's lives, the Norton Correctional Facility is hosting an open house November 30th, which is this Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have job opportunities as correction officers as well as others in administration, maintenance, and food service. You can take a tour of the facility to see firsthand what best suits you. You must be 18 or older to apply. The NCF Open House, November 30th. You can call for more information at 877-6642. Part of this open house is they'll be holding informational booths for security, maintenance, human resources, Aramark, Centurion, which is their medical unit team, reentry programs, helping residents with their releases and etc. The Stockton East unit, which is a minimum unit in Stockton and how they operate. Colby Community College, the college courses and how they interact with residents, and RADAC, which is teaching people skills, drug abuse classes, learning techniques of how to deal with challenges, etc. These booths will share information on what they do, how they do it. They will have handouts, freebies, show and tell type items as well. They'll be doing tours of the facility grounds. Officers, counselors, administrative staff, contract staff will also be available to speak with and answer any questions you may have at the time. And they will be also, listen to this, conducting on-the-spot interviews for potential security officers. Refreshments will be provided. Again, it is the Open House for the Norton Correctional Facility this Thursday, November 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you're looking to change careers or start a new career, this is your chance to get more information on how you can fit into the Norton Correctional Facility.
The Norton County Treasurer's Office would like to remind everyone that the deadline for businesses or individuals whose last names begin with T, U, V, or W will be November 30th. And remember, when you're renewing your vehicles, you need to include your current proof of insurance for all your vehicles, as they need to verify the VIN number, the policy number, and the current expiration date. And the Treasurer's Office is now required to scan a copy of your insurance at the time of your transaction, so they won't be able to do your transaction without that copy of your insurance. The business hours at the Treasurer's Office for renewing tags are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the Treasurer's Office is open over the noon hour. And the Treasurer's Office also has a drop box on the west side of the courthouse, and this box can be used to drop off renewals, plate returns, and any other correspondence. Just be sure to include your current contact information with all your documents. Driver's license services are Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Norton Treasurer's Office. And this includes, but it's not limited to, renewals, replacements, and address changes. Although CDL licenses will still have to be done at a full service office. All other driver's license transactions are first come, first serve. So you have until November 30th, if your last name or business begins with T, U, V, or W, to renew your vehicles. All right, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181. Take your vehicle into Kansas Land. Have them check your tires. Make sure they're aired up and ready to be safe out on the road. And remember, they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs at Kansas Land Tire. Call them today, 785-877-5181, or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, November 28, 1922, Captain Cyril Turner of the Royal Air Force gave the first public exhibition of skywriting. He spelled out, "Hello, USA, call Vanderbilt 7200. Over New York's Times Square." In 1942, in Boston, Massachusetts, 491 people died in a fire that destroyed the Coconut Grove. In 1953, New York City began 11 days without newspapers due to a strike of photo engravers. In 1963, U.S. President Johnson announced that Cape Canaveral would be renamed Cape Kennedy in honor of his assassinated predecessor. The name was changed back to Cape Canaveral in 1973 by a vote of residents. In 1964, the U.S. launched the space probe Mariner 4 from Cape Kennedy on a course set for Mars. In 1983, the space shuttle Columbia took off with the STS-9 space lab in its cargo bay. In 1989, Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci arrived in New York after escaping her homeland through Hungary. In 1994, Jeffrey Dahmer, a convicted serial killer, was clubbed to death in a Wisconsin prison by a fellow inmate. 1995, U.S. President Clinton signed a $6 billion road bill that ended the federal 55-mile-per-hour speed limit. And finally, on this day, November 28, 2010, WikiLeaks released to the public more than 250,000 U.S. diplomatic cables. About 100,000 were marked secret or confidential.
I think the president was listening to Sammy Hager. Can't drive 55.
Can't drive 55. No more.
All right. November 28th is National Allen Day. The name Allen is a masculine name meaning handsome, cheerful, harmony, and noble. That was my dad's middle name, Allen. National Day of Giving. Today is Giving Tuesday. Don't forget about the Norton County Community Foundation. And National French Toast Day. Today in music, in 1925, the Grand Ole Opry made its radio debut on station WSM. In 1944, the MGM movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland, opened in New York. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, Mandy. That's a good old one. No, you'd love that movie. In 1964, Willie Nelson made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry. In 1974, Elton John and John Lennon sang a duet of I Saw Her Standing There at Madison Square Garden in New York. The show was John Lennon's last stage appearance. In 1979, Ringo Starr's home in Los Angeles, California, burnt down. And in 1984, Prince's I Would Die For You became the fourth single from the album Purple Rain. In sports, in 1929, Ernie Nevers with the Chicago Cardinals set an NFL record when he scored 40 points in a game.
Whew,
on his own. He scored 6 touchdowns and kicked 4 extra points. 1948, Dippy Evans with the Chicago Bears became the first NFL player to score 2 touchdowns on recovered fumbles in a game. In 1977, Larry Bird, my hero, was introduced as college basketball's secret weapon with a cover story on Sports Illustrated. Happy birthday today to Berry Gordy, born in 1929, the founder of Motown Records. Randy Newman, born in 1943, Oscar-winning composer for the Toy Story movies, and he's the one that wrote that song, Short People. I hate that song. Anna Nicole Smith was born in 1967, the blonde bombshell celebrity. And Jon Stewart was born in 1962, host of The Daily Show from 1999 to 2015. People that died, Washington Irving died in 1859, author of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And David Prowse died in 2020. David was the actor who played Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Curtis Brown, Tyler Rutherford, Jim Sharp, Adelia Green, and Mabel Shirk.
Wow, there's a lot on the Lions Club calendar. How many we have called in?
We had one.
Oh,
and that
that's good for
Jill Dole.
Good for Jill. Jill just won herself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have good luck going out to the Blue Jays tonight, and happy birthday, Jill Dole.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, Kinsey Covenant Realty, the Norton County Community Foundation, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here. Have you ever heard that song, Short People?
I have not.
No, I'm going to have to play it for you. You'll recognize it.
I probably will.
Oh, you know, when it came out, I had it sung to me like every day by different people. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, wait till you hear the song.
We didn't know we were short.
No. No, just height challenged. How's
that? Yes, that works.
All right. Let's see. That's about does it for today. I think. Don't forget tonight you can listen to K-State football right here on KQ&K AM and FM. The pregame starts at 6 o'clock, and the game will start at 7. All right. Thanks, man.
Did we already thank our sponsors again?
I did.
Oh, okay. Where was I?
See, the callers, nobody listens to me.
That's okay.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you, Mandy.
Right, thanks, Nat.
Hey, I hope everybody has a great day today. Enjoy this sunshine. Let's see. I'm going to do another refresh real quick before we're done here.
And we see what we're at 27. Is it heated up anymore?
Yes.
We're at 32. Looky there.
Nice. We're at 32.
I feel going like in the 31. Right direction.
It's 31, feel like. It's almost the same as it. That's odd this time of year. 32. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day today. Please don't forget about us tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.